full force. I like the way he feels that his shorts are just cover me in hollandaise sauce. It's Friday, I'm in love.
Hey, for every try scored by the Brisbane Broncos this season, NRMA Insurance will donate $250 to some local Queensland community initiatives. Find out more at nrmatryforthebetter.com.au. Sammy Thaiday joining us.
Samuel.
Does that mean I can claim $500 back on tax because I've scored two tries?
Yes.
And I've donated that money to charity.
Yes, so you can.
NRMA have done it on my behalf.
Yep.
Yes.
Lots so to count, but I concur that, yes, you can.
Well, you're not an accountant either.
You need a tax receipt,
it's a great initiative, though, by NRMA Insurance. It's really good. Yeah. I'll just keep
Just run it past the NRL Integrity Unit, because there's another club that's been having some traumas with that, so just be careful.
That's true. It's
awesome. Parramatta.
Yeah, well, I wasn't going to know. Obviously, you're in Townsville, right?
Yeah, in Townsville. I'm standing in the window at the moment in my tiger print budgie smugglers. It's a great sight to wake up to if anyone's out there tuning in to Townsville, but I don't know. If
what, you sleep in your budgie smugglers?
No, I've just had a quick shower and brushed the fangs and about to go and have some breakfast, but I'm going to go for a swim after breakfast.
All right.
Who do you room with?
Andrew McCulloch. He's already up and gone. Yeah, he's bounced out of bed.
He's raring to go.
Do you sleep nude when you're rooming with someone, Sam?
Good question.
Or do you have to put on pyjamas? What's the etiquette there?
No, that's play on, player. You do you. That's the rule.
You do you. Okay.
Yeah, when you walk in the room, it's you do you. So
okay.
If you want to walk around and scratch your butt all night, that's you. You do it.
That's you. Okay.
What's McCulloch like as a roomie?
He's good. He does what he's told. We have to take the the bottom mattress off his bed because it's a little bit too high for him, so he can get up. He's pretty excited, pretty happy to be back playing.
We're excited.
Great, Adam back. Yeah,
Alex Glenn's back. Yeah, Adam Blair's back as well. So are we at full strength tonight?
Yeah, for round 11, this is very, very good to have a team that's full strength, fully fit. No one's carrying any niggles or anything like that. But we're fighting fit and ready to go. And then probably this is our biggest test of the season so far. So we played the Cowboys earlier on in the year and snuck away a 1-point lead. And hopefully it's not that close again tonight. But if it gets down to it, we'll be pushing and making sure that we get another victory.
Hey, did you square off with Adam Blair? Was there a square off required after? Like, I had someone close to your club, Drillo, you tell me that there's no way in the world he could have possibly meant to have harmed you.
There was no dramas there anyway. Adam Blair rang me the next morning after the game. I think Adam's wife was more upset than anything. She was on the text constantly to Rachel, but there was no drama. There was no story. It was. It was an absolute media beat-up. It was hilarious. As soon as Gordy said something, that's when it all blew up. But, you know, at the end of the day, I think Adam Blair is probably the dirtiest player in the NRL only because Gordon Tallis isn't playing anymore.
Yeah, you might be right. And that's interesting you're saying how the wives get on the text. Because remember that with Brownie when he got in trouble with he said something and it was all about, it wasn't actually Brownie and the players.
It was,
Fevs?
Yeah, Fev, Brendan Favola.
And it was Fevs, Mrs. and Brownie. And
yeah,
Kylie.
They squared off.
They were getting the text going
on. They were chicken winging each other.
Yeah.
Don't get me started.
Oh. Is that the bane of your existence, Sammy?
Yeah, this. So many Wes Naguamas.
Oh, dramas.
Gotcha.
Wes Naguamas.
Hey, save the Wes Naguamas for your mama.
No, I like Wes Naguamas.
Wes Naguamas are excellent.
That's brilliant.
No,
so tonight.
Do you get booed?
If you say Wes Naguama, it also means that it's domestic violence in Australia says no to that.
Yeah, of course
exactly.
We do.
Right. Absolutely.
We'll stick with Barack Obama's then.
Okay, let's go Barack. I was comfortable, but now I'm not. Thank you, thank you, Sammy.
Thanks for making us uncomfortable. So get in on the night, mate. Let's get the top
Thanks,
of the table.
Guys. Thank you very much. Yeah.
What's happening in this other guy in the background? We've lost him.
Sammy's getting the wind.
He's showing off to his friends now. That's what he's doing.
Yeah, good. Well,
there's other people in the room.
All right, good on you, Sammy. Rip in tonight, mate.
All right, thanks for having me, guys.